Good morning, Surya.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Krista.
Good morning, Yaya.
We are in a really brand new complex of, actually, how you call it?
It's a dojo.
Yeah.
A dojo means it's a school, in fact. And we have given it the name Roville Budokan. Budokan, it's a school of martial art, the more general term. But this is an Aikido school. It will be consecrated mainly to Aikido.
Mainly to Aikido. Are there any other activities? No.
No.
You, how to say, exercise, or how you say, you do
we
Aikido?
Practice.
Oh, practice.
We practice, yes.
Since how long?
Myself? 35 years.
35 years in Oroville?
Yeah, I learned Aikido in Oroville.
35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Surya?
It's 20 years. Just now, in 2015, it's for 20 years.
20 years.
But I learned also in Oroville with Serge.
Mm-hmm.
And he was our teacher until all these years, until he passed away.
That building is also a result of quite some years and a lot of people, a lot of money, right?
Yes. Money, yes, this building is costly, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's meant to last. I was telling someone this morning that hopefully the building will still be there in 100 years. Why? Because Aikido has to be transmitted from teacher to student.
Mm-hmm.
And then student become teacher, etc. This is a transmission. And there has always been Aikido in Oroville. Since the beginning, basically. Yes,
okay.
That's strange, but it's only martial art, and I insist this is not a sport, it is a martial art.
Mm-hmm.
What we teach here is really a martial. It is nothing to do with fighting, competition, belt, and all this system. Nothing to do.
And it's a martial art. Yeah, I think it's present in Oroville since the beginning because it's Aikido means unity. It's it's harmony.
It's
becoming
comes from Japan,
one.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a Japanese martial art, and it's all around unity. For instance, we are two partners. We don't call each other fighters, but partners. And the aim is to become one, actually. So I think it's very much in line with Oroville's. So-called philosophy, we have to unite, no? Yes.
Yeah.
You were saying that it was costly, so how much it costed?
85 lakhs.
Hmm?
85 lakhs.
Yeah.
And it is not finished. You can tell your auditors we need another 8 lakhs to complete the gardens.
Landscaping.
And landscaping, but not only. What we mean by garden, we need a space also to practice weapon. And it's better done, some weapon training is done outside. So part of the landscape and garden will be also devoted anyway to some aspect of the Aikido teaching, which has to do with, particularly with the sword, the Japanese sword, the katana, because Aikido is an art that was created based on all the movement with a sword.
Yeah, that word art, actually, the martial art, what that means to you?
Oh, it's an art of living.
Oh.
It's an art of living. You learn how to stand, how to be steady, stable. You learn how to have a proper distance from the others around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for the whole life, no? It's you know how to become one, but you know also where is your place. You learn there is a sense of hierarchy. Yes, it's very important, but it's not like the whole thing, but it's important. Mm-hmm. So you know where is your place, you know, you have the sense of beauty, you have the health, because it's very... During the practice, for instance, this morning, I had before a lot of tension in my neck, for instance, and when we practice, while rolling, I heard crack! And then it was all put back in place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, chiropractic.
Yeah, since the connotation of the word martial arts usually means like fights
fighting,
and so forth.
Yes.
If somebody asks you, are we going to fight? Or, you know, like the purpose of that is that I know how to fight. What would you tell to a
No, Aikido, what we also, the philosophy behind is that martial artist should be in such a state that nobody wants to attack him. Ever, because of his postures, his poise, his if you look weak, or if you look afraid, or if you look not unsure of yourself, then you are maybe more prone to
attacks.
Yes.
Mm.
If you look just straight, even a thin girl like me, if I am in my body, well, it's not obvious that somebody will. I should not talk about this to attract something, but it's
yeah.
Mm. The idea is to avoid all fight, but. Like it's a beautiful practice, and it's very efficient as a martial art, as a fighting thing. Christo will approve, confirm. It's very efficient. It can be lethal, yeah. Mm. But of course, it's practice in another spirit.
Was there any situation in your life here in Norway that you need to use it?
Fortunately, not yet, and I hope it will not happen.
Let's go to practical things. Mm. How many students in those 35 years passed through?
Oh, hundreds, literally,
yes,
hundreds.
I think so.
I never counted, but it is in the hundreds, not in the dozens.
So the students come, they stay for a few years?
Yeah.
So you're the only one who stayed?
No, it's not like that. What particular to Auroville is the teaching of Aikido to young kids, starting 7. This is very unusual. There are few Aikido schools in the world that do that. They take kids starting 14, 15. Why? Because it needs also Aikido a certain mental development.
Extreme.
And not that we talk, but we do things which are so unusual. Mm-hmm. They need a bit opening in the mind, to be understood. So what happened is the kids, after some time, with puberty, they get other interests when they start to be 14, 15, 16.
So then
they're interested in other stuff, and then they quit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they come back for training, and few of them stay. And also, there are many kids that go abroad for studying and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we always advise them, even if they are abroad, to go to some other Aikido school, and many of them continue the practice, in fact. And it's possible and likely that some of our former students will one day come back to Auroville, and they will have, anyway, years of Aikido practice, and would have continued the practice. That's the idea.
Okay, now about, because 85 lakhs, it's a lot of money, so how did you pull that? What did you do? I think you did the fundraising.
We got it from the government. It was paid by Sayer entirely.
Oh.
Yes. We had an agreement with Sayer, something unique also in Auroville. We said, look, you give us the building, we will make sure that it doesn't cost you anything to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, we have changed our policy. Before, we were doing, Soraya and I, we each have a job, a full-time job. So, we do Aikido on top. It means getting up before 5 in the morning and things like that.
That's all right.
And teaching even late in the evening.
Sunday afternoon for
on
girls.
On top of our work.
Today.
Exactly, on top of our work. Today is a Sunday. We have been here since 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devotion work, and now we ask everyone to contribute something, including the teacher. Soya and I, we pay the 1,000 rupees per year for the maintenance of the dojo. Everybody does, even those who teach.
That means electricity, cleaning.
Electricity is taken care of by Varuna.
Oh, yeah, true.
But the cleaning is done by the student, like in Japan.
Mm.
We have no AMA.
Yeah.
We maintain our dojo ourselves.
Mm.
Every kid, in fact, they are very eager to do it.
They take the broom and they...
Yeah, I was very surprised. They like it. They like it. It's their place.
Mm.
You see, so they have to take care of it. That's a different spirit.
Yeah.
This is unlike many things in Auroville, to be honest.
So how many classes, how many children, how many students or grown-ups are participating now?
We have three different age groups for the kids. 7 to 10, 11 to 14, and 15 to 18.
Uh-huh.
We have, each of these groups, they have three classes a week. So it's already 9 classes. The adults, we have 3 classes a week, and plus 2 beginners classes in the evening. And
and 15 classes.
And one additional class on Sunday, 5 to 6, for Tamarai ladies. They are students, they are around 18, 20 years old. Yeah. Beautiful. It's very nice.
Yeah.
So we have many classes.
And we will have more. Yeah. We will have more in the future. At the present, I'm working at L'Avenir, as you know. And when my contract is over, I will devote my time entirely to Aikido. So I'm going to give classes during the day, in the morning, much more intense. Yeah.
And the other thing which is also amazing, it is that is the first Aikido dojo in India, right?
Yes, so far we know, yes.
Christo Surya, thank you.
Thank you, Miriam.
All the best.